Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Kaya Ansorge is an adjunct instructor in counseling and psychological education at the University of South Dakota, and she's always loved to write. Now, this Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 at the Prairie West Branch Library in Sioux Falls, Kaya will introduce you to the practice of mindfulness through writing. She's joining us today from our STPB studios in Vermilion. Dr. Ansorge, welcome.
Thank you, Lori. I am so honored to be able to talk with you today.
Well, STPB's Jackie Hendry did a feature on writing, and you were heavily featured in that. You can find it on our website. And at the time I listened to that, I thought, well, we just have to meet her. And here you are with this program at the library. Tell us a little bit about how you first made the connection between a mindfulness practice and a writing practice.
Yes, well, I had always loved writing, or at least I thought I loved writing. Way back when I was a little girl, I would sit up in a tree and, you know, get my cat and my writing things and, my paper and pen. And I would write in this tree, and I felt like I was just crawling into this secret, magical space. But over the years of writing for deadlines, you know, papers and stuff like that we do in public school, though I had many wonderful public school teachers. But as I was writing more and more for deadlines and I would put things off till the end, I started to develop a sort of fear of writing and making it a practice that didn't feel that fun. So even though I thought I loved writing, I was actually stuck and I couldn't write, and I couldn't write when I wanted to. And so at a point when I was working on my dissertation, this got very serious, and I needed to figure something out. So I was introduced to the idea of stream of consciousness writing. I'd heard about it before, and I'd dabbled with it, but I started really seriously practicing writing every day, writing in a stream of consciousness form, and that transformed into a mindfulness practice. I do have a PhD in religion, so of course I think of things in this particular way. And so I started using it as a mindfulness practice. I slowed it way down, not trying to get things out there, but just trying to crawl into the depths of my soul, my spirit, and find a connection there.
So for people who don't quite understand stream of consciousness writing, because most people don't really do it, because they have to overcome that challenge of, I can't spell.
Yes.
My hand aches a little bit. So tell us exactly what that practice looks like, and then the value that's in it.
So what it looks like is, well, I have a sort of a how-to program that we're going to do at the library that we do in my workshop that really goes through the steps. But right. What we really want to do is, you know, calm down, not think about the object that you're writing toward. Instead, start just writing down one word, and it could be anything. You know, you can just say, I don't feel like writing today. It doesn't matter. But usually what we're going to start with is something that's bothering us, something that's stressing us out, so that actually becomes a tool. It's not an end in itself. We're not going to be stuck in the stress. But as we write down one word, another word will come. And so we pay attention to those little prompts within ourselves, and we follow that line of thought. And that's how word after word after word sort of unspools on the paper, and that's how we sort of release into this practice.
Mm. Is your goal the writing itself, the process itself, the mindfulness itself, or is your goal the product eventually? This is a doorway that I'm walking through to get to a written piece that, you know, I can submit.
Yes.
For a grade deadline or for a publication. So process or product?
This is very much about process, yes. Good question. In terms of how we live our lives in this culture, as we're always thinking about product, but actually that makes us feel really lonely and really like a tool. We feel like an inanimate object or something that has to be useful. But we're here to live a much deeper life experience than that. And writing is one way. There's lots of mindfulness practices, but there's something about writing that connects first it sort of slows down our mind enough to actually be able to not multitask all the time. It slows down our mind first, but then it hooks us into our heart. And when we go in there, what we're afraid of, the reason we don't do it, this is what stops us so many times, is we think that when we get there, there's going to be nothing there. Mm. You know, maybe we'll find damage, maybe we'll find isolation, but really, we might actually find nothingness. It's really big. And so, and of course, on all of our flaws, all of those things are packed in right. there too. But what we find is totally different. That's what's so surprising. That's what brings me back to it, because mindfulness writing is an adventure. It is not about coming up with something or creating something in that kind of way. It's more about discovery. You're picking your way through the forest of your mind and following that string way down into your heart. And when you get to uncovering it all, you'll be sorting problems along the way and finding solutions. That's super fun, because you think something's really hard and horrible, but it's actually just because that happens to be a block in your life. But to anybody else, it would probably not be that bad. But as you sort of learn objectivity, those things get sorted. But even deeper, you touch what feels like, well, it feels like a wellspring of the infinite. Mm. And so you really find a source of power and energy that is undiscoverable by asking other people.
Right. And that is so much more than nothingness.
Yes. It's the opposite.
Do you need, because this is a deeply intimate, you know, process of self, and yet I could imagine somebody listening right now and saying, well, what if things come up? What if garbage comes up? What if trauma comes up in this process of mindful writing? Should I have someone on deck in my life to talk to about that, or do I just come back to the page?
Well, it's always a good idea to, our minds are very complex, and they like to be entertained, and they like to have multiple ways of growing and healing and exploring. So it's never wrong to go at our difficulties from multiple directions, whether it's through counseling, through family support, but lots of us don't have that. And we might not even have the money for counseling. So one thing that's really nice about writing is that it is available to anyone who can afford some paper and a pen. And that's actually fairly affordable in our culture. And so what I find is that discovering the answer for yourself is much more rewarding than someone else telling you the answer for you. We don't always hear it. I mean, how many times have you or I or someone given advice, and then we look over at that person, we're like, they didn't take our advice. So they could have made their life much easier, you know, with our big, you know, on our high horse. Yeah. But we actually have to discover it for ourselves. That's part of what we're here to do. That's just why we're living a life.
And for people who listen to words like mindfulness and meditation, and they have a hesitation in that direction because it feels slow and it feels, it feels like it takes more patience than they have or more time than they have. Is writing mindfully sort of a way into those kind of practices? Is it meditation, or these two separate things?
It very much can be meditation. Often we don't use it that way. We use writing for many things. One of the problems is we often write on our computers, which is exactly right. The place where we have been regularly training our brain to think in fragmented ways. Mm. And so I recommend that people, when they're first starting out writing, do go back to the paper and the pen, because and turn off the internet, get away from it, get somewhere quiet. And that might not be in your home, because lots of times we have tasks in our home that need doing. So it might be the library. That's a great place. But it's also, it could be a coffee shop. It's anywhere that you wouldn't feel pulled on by other people.
Yeah.
And when you go into that, it definitely can be a form of meditation. But what I also find is that it's actually a quick route to finding out what we really need to do in our life, and we become more efficient. By becoming less efficient for a few minutes, we actually become more efficient, because we know what to say no to, and we have the strength and the fortitude to say that no. And we also know when to speak up, and it's the most efficient way to truly find out when we need to speak up And when which battles do we need to pick? That kind of thing, right? So we have lots of issues in our life. Some of them cause, we all react differently. Some of us feel sad or more often, or we feel angry more often. But all of those feelings are more deeply rooted within us, and to find the tendrils of that and to really know which ones count the most.
You know what I think of the whole process is an act of rebellion too. That rebellious moment in a world where so many people are professionally required to tweet, to email, to blog, to write, to step aside, go to the library for a couple hours and say, or go home and yes. get out that pen and paper and say, this writing is just for me. And
that's
it's
right.
totally different process than what I'm expected to do in a professional workplace.
That is totally
Why
true.
Not? Yes. Why not? All right. 1 to 3 yes. at the Prairie West Branch Library in Sioux Falls. You can see, be part of Kaya's practice of mindfulness through writing workshop. Do people still sign up for that through the library website?
Yes, they can through Excellent. The library website or through mine, either way.
All right. And give us your website before we let you go.
It's kayaansorge.com.
We will put that up as a link on our website at listen.sdpb.org. Kaya, thank you so much for being here. We hope to have you back on again.
Thank you so much, Lori, and thank you to the Sioux Falls Libraries.